His check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued an excessive heat watch in effect through this evening in the Berkshires of Massachusetts, Litchfield County, Connecticut, and adjacent eastern New York. Heat index values of 95 to 105 due to temperatures being in the mid-90s and dew points in the upper 60s to mid-70s. It should be ending later on this evening. A combination of heat and high humidity may cause heat stress or other heat-related illnesses. At the end of last week, New York State Police arrested three suspects from Sharon, Connecticut for drug possession. Clifford D. Atkins, age 59, arrested for criminal possession of a controlled substance in the fourth degree, a Class C felony, criminal possession of a controlled substance in the fifth degree, a Class D felony, and unlawful possession of marijuana. Janet M. Kurland, age 39, was arrested for criminal possession of a controlled substance in the seventh degree, a Class A misdemeanor, and unlawful possession of marijuana, a violation. And Rebecca Gonzalez, age 35, was arrested for criminal possession of a controlled substance in the seventh degree. Atkins was arraigned before the town of Pleasant Valley Court and remanded to the Dutchess County Jail without bail. Kurland and Gonzalez were both issued appearance tickets returnable to the town of Pleasant Valley Court July 24th at 5 p.m. In meetings coming up tonight, the town of Salisbury Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting at Salisbury Town Hall. That will be at 5 p.m. Also in Salisbury, the Conservation and Inland Wetlands Commission has their regular meeting at Town Hall tonight at 6:30. Coming up tomorrow, the Sharon Housing Authority, Sharon Ridge Expansion Corporation, has their regular meeting at Town Hall beginning at 5 p.m. The next talk for the Falls Village Canaan Historical Society Summer Lecture Series, first Tuesday at 7, takes place tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the South Canaan Meeting House. Guest speaker will be local historian Dick Paddock, whose talk is titled The Great Atlantic Balloon Trip of 1873. Coming up on July 4th in Germantown, Claremont State Historic Site, an old-fashioned Independence Day 18th-century crafts, reenactors, music, and entertainment. You can enjoy live music and hot food and view the Saugerties fireworks over the Hudson. It starts at 2 and goes till 10 p.m. Now, also on the 4th of July, celebrate with the Sharon Parks and Recreation as they have their summer concert series on the town green from 6 until 8 p.m. July 4th, featuring the Joint Chiefs. More information, SharonParkAndRecreation.org. Now, coming up on Thursday, the Sunset Music Series continues at the Couch Pipa VFW Post in North Canaan from 7 till 9 p.m. Live music, food, vendors, a car and motorcycle cruise. Performing will be Dan's Roadhouse Country. More information, 860-824-4300 on Facebook, Sunset Music Series. On the 6th, in Rhinebeck, Oblong Books and Music has a book launch for Francine Prose's What to Read and Why, in which she celebrates the pleasures of reading and pays homage to the works and writers she admires. That starts at 6 p.m. July 6th, 7th, and 8th, Berkshire Art Festival, a juried show of 200 artists and artisans featuring ceramics, painting, jewelry, glass, wood, mixed media, sculpture, fashion, and photography. The festival includes live music workshops, demonstration, food vendors, and children's activities. It runs Friday and Saturday from 10 till 6, Sunday from 10 till 5, and it's located at Ski Butternut, skibutternut.com, for more information. Now, there'll be a free car seat checkup event coming up on Saturday, 11 till 2 at the Amenia Firehouse on Mechanic Street. No appointments needed. Certified technicians will check your child's car seat to make sure it's properly installed, the correct seat for your child, in the proper direction, not recalled and not expired. Technicians will also offer information regarding making the transition between car seats, booster seats, and regular seat belts. It's sponsored by HealthQuest. In Millbrook on the 7th, the Merritt Bookstore has a conversation with Joseph O'Neill, the dog, Netherland, about his new book of short stories, Good Trouble. That's at 12 noon. In Rhinebeck on the 7th, Wilderstein has their summer party where you can enjoy an old-fashioned carnival-themed cocktail party with refreshments, carnival games, entertainment, house tours, a huge silent auction, and more. Wilderstein's annual summer fundraiser begins at 5 p.m. On the 7th, the Bushnell Sage Library in Sheffield hosting an exhibit of paste paper and collage by Robin Schmidt and Ruth Drysdale. There'll be an artist reception on Friday from 5 till 7 p.m. More information, contact the library at 413-229-7004. On Sunday, the Sharon Fire Department ambulance squad has a pancake breakfast at the Sharon Firehouse on West Main Street from 7 until 10:30. Also on Sunday, the D.M. Hunt Library holding a tag sale at the Center on Main from 9 till 3 during the Falls Village Car and Motorcycle Show. The Friends of the Library seeking donated items of quality for sale to benefit the library. Books, electronics, and appliances will be accepted as well. For questions, contact Alan at 860-318-1065. Well, it's a big day in Falls Village because on Sunday, July 8th from 10 till 3 p.m., all through downtown Falls Village, it is the 9th annual Falls Village Car Show. And this year at the car show, you can meet Dennis Gage. He'll film his TV show, My Classic Car, at the Falls Village Car Show. Street rods, muscle cars, classic cars, race cars, antiques, customs, imports, trucks, and motorcycles. Favorite Pricks trophies will be awarded. All proceeds benefit the Falls Village Volunteer Fire Department. More information at 860-824-5861, and you can find them on Facebook. July 8th in Great Barrington at the Guthrie Center, John Davidson, singer, songwriter, storyteller. From his starring roles in Finding Neverland and Wicked, John will return with backstage stories of his 50 years of TV hosting, Hollywood Squares, That's Incredible, and movies, plus original comedy songs and an evening of humor, inspiration, and more. It starts at 8 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 24,271.41, the NASDAQ at 75,10.30, and the S&P 500 at 27,18.37. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast that comes your way in just a few moments.